I'm Brendan Brooks with three things to know right now. Philadelphia police are still looking for the gunman who shot six people at a neighborhood graduation and Father's Day party in Southwest Philadelphia night before last. In the meantime, police are reorganizing with more officers to patrol during the weekend early morning hours and focusing on high crime areas. The U.S. is sending an additional 1,000 troops to the Middle East as tensions with Iran continue to rise. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan says Central Command asked for the forces for defensive purposes to address air, naval, and ground-based threats in the Middle East. Meanwhile, Iran is threatening to expand its stockpiles of uranium. Back home, Philadelphia Parks and Recreation will open more than 70 public swimming pools this week. They're asking people to donate bathing suits and life jackets so everyone can go for a swim. Sports, the Phils and Nationals were rained out last night after a three-hour rain delay. They'll make it up with a split doubleheader tomorrow, starting with an afternoon game, and they'll play tonight at 7:05. Now, Atlanta won last night, so the Phils are now three games behind the Braves in the division. The eyewitness weather forecast, a flash flood watch extended now till 6 in the morning tomorrow. Another mostly cloudy day, hot and humid, rounds of showers and storms through the day and a high of 84. Cloudy tonight, showers and thunderstorms possible, low 70. Tomorrow, generally overcast sky, showers likely, a few thunderstorms possible, and a high of 83. Depend on us for all news and all that matters to you. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app or ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.